care of the elderly, pressure to increase patient numbers, while cutting costs meant shorter hospital stays and production line intensity. No one wants to stay in hospital longer than necessary, but the speed patients are discharged is often due to bed shortages. Hospital infections like MRSA have spread after insufficient time to thoroughly clean between patients. Bed shortages have been worsened by social care cuts and privatization. Frail elderly people become stranded in hospital when they don't need further acute medical care, can't manage at home, and need rehabilitation. 1/3 of all community hospitals in England have had beds closed over the past 10 years. Promise community care replacements either never materialized or suffered cuts. Many new small community hospitals are needed, less disorienting than big busy general hospitals and easier for family and friends to visit. Big corporations moved into social care expecting to make handsome profits, but severe council cuts have left them short. They are making workers and service users pay for cuts instead of taking the hit themselves. COVID-19 has tragically further exposed this. The government ordered hospitals to send patients back to care homes without first testing them for the virus. Many employers failed to provide adequate PPE. Tens of thousands of preventable deaths resulted. Social care must be renationalized, democratically controlled, and local authorities given enough money to provide high-quality home and residential care. Care workers need good training, secure employment and decent pay.